And welcome back. I am your host, the Susan Anime. Oh, Hagen. And today, we will be talking about the worst witch books. I looked these up because I could not find them in person. A lot harder to track down than you would think. Trust me on that one, y'all. Way too hard. A little. Whew, if you know what I mean. Fun facts. Male bees can mate once. After mating with a female, the male bee's endorphins is removed. Its abdomen also rips open and results in the male bee's death. Now that's what we call a bad date. The Worst Witch. The Worst Witch is a series of children's books written and illustrated by Jill Murphy. The series are primarily about a girl who attends a witch school and fantasy stories, with 8 books published. The first, The Worst Witch, was published in 1974 by Allison and Boosie, and the most recent first prize for The Worst Witch was published in 2018 by Puffin Books. The current publisher of the series, the books have become some of the most successful titles on the Young Puffin's paperback list and have sold more than 5 million copies. In 1986, the first book in the series was made in a television film of the same name. A TV series based on the book aired from 1998 to 2001 as an inspired 2 spin-offs. Weird Sister College aired in 2001, The New Worst Witch aired in 2005, a new adaptation co-productions of CBBC, ZFD, and Netflix premieres in 2017. I will tell you, I have watched all of them for research purposes. They are not bad. The new one, I wish, would have dove more into her special power, but they did not. And I know that is a spoil alert, but I guess I should have said that beforehand. My bad. Spoil alert up ahead. The author Jim Murphy began writing The Worst Witch at the age of 15 while still at school, and based many points of the story of her own school experience at Ursula Convent in Wimbledon, England, with spring becoming chanting, chemistry becoming potions, and so on. Recalling how the story was initially inspired by her own school experience, she said in an interview, "My friends and I used to come home in our dark uniforms, looking very scruffy at the end of the day. My dark plaits, sprouting tufts with lost hair ribbons. My mom used to say, 'Look at you all. You look like 3 witches,' and it gave me the idea for a worst witch school, so that it was exactly like my school, but with a substitutal touch of magic. All the characters are based on my school friends and enemies and teachers." Murphy concluded the first book at the age of 18, but it was rejected by many publishers on the grounds that children would find a book about a school for witches too scary. So she put it in a drawer and concentrated on other things, including working as a nanny in a children's home, and for a time living in West Africa, where her first husband was studying. Publications of The Worst Witch finally came about, as Jill Murphy recalled, thanks to a series of coincidences involving me spending time in Ghana and a friend meeting Margaret Bushy, Ghana herself, and considering starting a children's list for her imprints. at a publisher's party in London. The worst which was 24 by the small independent company Allison and Bushy. The book in the series all focuses on Mildred Hubble, a young witch who attends Mrs. Cackle's Academy for Witches, a school of magic. Although well-intentioned, Mildred's clumsy personality leads the girls to bad situations, and she is thus considered the worst student in the school. The headmistress, Miss Cackle, is generally understanding, where Mildred's former teacher, Mrs. Hardbroom, oh my goodness, Mrs. Hardbroom, she is one tough cookie, thinks she just isn't trying hard enough. Mildred's friends include Mard, Spellbody, Ritude, as they would say fat, which is what they're saying here. That is the words they used. Sensible girl who is always trying to avoid confusion, and Eden Nightshade, a practical jokester who is more likely than Mildred to get them all in the trouble. The three girls have a strong rivalry with Ethel Hollow. Ooh, Ethel. A high-born, snobbish, and vindicated classmate. Each book covers one term at the school. There are two terms each year. The winter term from September to January, and the summer term from March to July. In Finest Prize for the Worst Witch, the most recent book, Mildred is in the summer term of her fourth year. The Worst Witch. The Worst Witch was published in 1997 by Alliston and Bache and proved to be an intimate success, selling within 2 months. Plot: the novel begins with Mildred Hubble and the upcoming traditional assembly, where all the first-year girls are given their own black cat that they will teach to ride on the broomstick with them. Unlike other girls who receive black kittens, Mildred receives a tabby, which is the cat's name, yes, which she simply calls Tabby. The kitten is unable to sit on a broomstick, so Mildred carries Tabby in her bag. Miss Hartbroom disapproves, and Mildred has to stop. Afterwards, another witch called Ethel Hollow teases Mildred about it and dares her to turn her into a frog. Mildred loses her temper and turns Ethel into a pig instead. In the next chapter, Mildred and Mard inadvertently make an invisible potion instead of a laughing potion in their class test. In the following chapter, the girls are practicing for a broomstick display for Halloween. Ethel lends Mildred her spare broom, on which she has secretly put a spell. During the Halloween festival, Mildred's broom starts bucking, causing all of the girls to fall from their broomsticks. The chief magician denounces the academy, and Mildred is summoned to a meeting with Mrs. Cackle and Mrs. Hartbroom. The next morning, Mildred, fearing expulsion, decides to run away with Tabby. When walking through the forest near the academy, Mildred hears voices through the trees and comes across a group of witches, headed by one who looks like Mrs. Cackle. After hearing their plot to turn every teacher and student witch in the academy into frogs, Mildred turns the group into snails, packs them into cardboard boxes, and takes them back to the academy. At first, Mrs. Cackle and Mrs. Hartbroom refuse to believe her, but when Mildred describes the leader, Mrs. Cackle realizes she sounds like her identical twin sister, Agatha. They turn Agatha and her associates back into humans. Mildred's interview is canceled for saving the school. Later that morning, Ethel is exposed as the cause of Mildred's broomstick mishap, and Mildred is vindicated and praised as a hero to the rest of the academy. The Worst Witch Strikes Again. The Worst Witch Strikes Again was first published in 1988 by Allison and Bache and features new character Eden Nightshade. Plot: Mildred returns to Miss Catacool's Academy for the summer term. Excuse me. Of her first year, Miss Catacool has trusted Mildred to look after the new girl, Eden Nightshade, and help her settle in because Mildred has to spend a lot of time with Eden. Mud becomes angry and jealous and breaks off their friendship, siding with Ethel in retaliation. Mildred starts showing Enid around the academy, only to discover that Enid has smuggled a monkey into school with her during the assembly that follows. Mrs. Cackle announces her birthday celebration during a chanting lesson with Mrs. Bat. After assembly, Enid deliberately signs awkwardly and out of tune, causing Mildred to burst into laughter. Mildred is sent to Mrs. Cackle's office. When going up to her room, Mildred checks on Enid's monkey, causing it to escape. Mildred chases it down the stairs and bumps into Mrs. Hartman, who sends her to the library to study. After spotting the monkey on top of one of the castle towers, Mildred jumps onto her broomstick. Mrs. Hartbroom turns the monkey into its original form, a school black cat. Enid secretly reveals to Mildred that she turned the cat into a monkey for fun. On sports day, Mildred and Enid become parents. Enid places a spell on Mildred's pole. So in the pole vaulting contest, Mildred springs high into the air and lands into Mrs. Hartbroom's study via the window. Moments later, Mrs. Cackle, Mrs. Hartbroom, and Mrs. Jill arrive, and Mrs. Cackle angrily says that if there's any more bother from Mildred and at that term, she will be expelled. Determined to avoid expulsion for the rest of the term, Mildred refuses every daring situation Ina makes. Ina decides to skip Mrs. Cackle's boring birthday celebration and hides in a storage cabinet, pulling Mildred in with her. Seeing an opportunity to get Mildred expelled, Ethel Hollow spitefully locks the door behind them. Inside the cupboard, the two girls find an old broomstick that they use to fly out of the slit window leading into the assembly hall. As luck has it, Mud is on stage, having been chosen to recite the first year carbonation to the recital. Having long regretted her jealous behavior, Mar introduces Mildred and Enid as a surprise broomstick display item. The display doesn't go exactly well, but Mrs. Cackle decides it is the thought and effort that counts and praises them highly. There are three girls becoming friends and delighted when the end of the term bell rings. With Mildred still a pupil at the academy, a bad spell for the worst witch. Okay, there is a lot here. We will do this in a separate part because there is a lot more than I thought there would be. Okay, four. I've got to organize this after my closet. Let's see. Text from my dog. You forgot to kiss me goodnight. Yeah, I'm not doing that. How can you resist a small baby dog asking for a kiss goodnight? Fine, I'll come downstairs and give you a small kiss on the head. Aw, that was nice. Why can I hear running water? Because you licked my entire face and now I've got to take a shower. Aww. Okay, and now we are winding down. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast today.